Shad and Carly.
I am so excited to chat to the newly engaged Tara after last night's very public proposal in Bachelor in Paradise. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning. So public. Hey, last night was so public.
G'day, mate.
Do you know the strings I had to pull to get this interview? It was meant to only be Sam, and I was like, are you kidding? Why aren't I talking to my best friend?
Now, Shad, do you want to congratulate your mate, Taz?
Congratulations, Taz.
Oh, thanks, Shaddy. Who would have thought we'd be here today, hey?
Well, you know, I spoke to you not too long ago when you revealed that you were going onto the island. And there was no word about this kind of stuff coming out of it. But my big question is, am I going to be invited to the wedding?
Of course you'll be invited to the wedding, Shaddy. Of course you will.
To rub shoulders. Do you reckon there'll be anyone from the island you'll invite, Bart?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. A lot of them. We're friends with so many people from there. So it'd be good to have the crew.
Yeah, right.
Now, I've got to ask you, Tara, though. The pressure was on in that moment to say yes. You've only known this bloke, 4 weeks? There's a camera
crew.
The whole of Australia's watching. Was there any hesitation where you're like, I've literally known this person 4 weeks?
No. Imagine if I said no. That would be so bad. No, it just felt so right. And like, yeah, I just felt so in love with him. Like, it was kind of gross, actually. I was even sitting in my interviews just, saying all this really nice stuff about him. I'm like, this is so not like me.
No, it's not. It's really not.
So were you shocked with the proposal? Oh, you guys are still together, though, right?
Yeah, we're still together,
I'm glad. Otherwise, this whole conversation would be awkward.
I know. We're definitely still together. I'm just excited that we can actually be together properly. And he just kissed my forehead. So cute.
Oh, is he there?
He's here. I think he's, I don't know. Say hi to Shad and Carly.
I was supposed to actually be on this call and she stole it. So I think she likes me.
Yeah.
Knows you.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we'll get to know each other, man. I'm coming to the wedding.
This was meant to be Sam's phone call, and then I saw it on the list, and I hijacked it. He calls me the, what do you call me now?
The media thief.
The media thief. He calls me the media thief.
Get used to it, because now you're engaged, mate. This is going to be life now.
Yeah.
I can see the Woman's Day covers already. They'll be rolling in.
Media thief. Media thief, Tara Pavlovich.
Now, Tara, I have to ask you, though. Obviously, it was a bit of an unconventional proposal, but did he ask your parents? Did he phone them up in Australia and ask them?
No. So he did it. He proposed, and then we got back, and then he kind of was... Then he told my dad, and he pulled my dad aside and just said, I can't really ask you permission because I already did it, but I hope you're okay. And Dad's like, so good.
Now, we also found out last night that Ali's going to be the next Bachelorette. How do we feel about this one?
Oh, awesome. I wish her all the best.
Did you always feel that old mate, what's the guy's name again?
I can't even remember that Grant. Mansion guy. Yeah.
Did you always think that he was a bit of a snake in the grass and was going to do the whole Splitsville at the end? Or was it her that was doing the Splitsville?
Oh, I don't know I don't really know what happened. I haven't asked her about it, but I had my doubts with all the Americans. I don't know. I felt like racist. I just couldn't get along with them. No, I got along with them. I just have my doubts. Like, I'm not racist against Americans. I like Americans, but it was like, why? Like, what? You're all the way in Australia. Like, surely it's not going to be
easy. We all know the green card issue in the States. Bringing anyone back.
I have a bit of a theory that that was a bit of a fake relationship so Ali could be the next Bachelorette.
No, it's definitely real. It was definitely real.
Could you hear them in the other hut? Is that why?
I'll call you later on my phone.
What's the situation with you and Sam at the moment? Obviously, you're back in Australia. Now you've probably been back a little while. Is he moving? Do you guys have to move? Like, are you going to be living together?
We're
engaged.
Still working it all out. We've been spending a lot of time together, but just still working out, you know, what exactly we're going to do. I think I'm going to force him to move to Queensland.
Yeah, that's a better call. That's definitely a better call. And also, you'll probably have your radio gig soon, so...
Yeah. And my teeth whitening promotions on Instagram. Yes, please.
Hell yeah, there you go. You can get around it. Get on that Insta and get yourself propped up there.
Now, you did make some comments last night about potentially Osha marrying you guys. Were you? I know you're joking, but if that offer was on the table, would you hit him up?
It would be pretty cool. It would be pretty cool. Yeah, potentially. Potentially. Osha's such a love guru. I mean, I would love for him to be there and marry us. He, you know, he's part of the reason we're still together.
Do you guys
he was there for our journey.
Did you guys even see him? Like, on the show, he always just pops up out of nowhere and that's it. Is that the only times you actually got to see him? Or would he come and hang out with all you crazy singles?
No, he just pops up and leaves. Osha's a big deal. Osha doesn't liaise with the peasants.
Yeah, that sounds like him, yeah.
Well, Tara, I'm so happy for you and Sam. I've actually genuinely loved watching you guys fall in love. And look, I'm so happy for Shad getting to go along to the wedding as well. What are you going to wear, Shad?
I don't know. It'd probably be a casual event, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I reckon. I get blisters in high heels, so maybe we'll do a beach theme.
Yeah, oh. Easy. Maybe back in paradise. I'll
white
gladly
cotton
go.
Shirt.
Yeah, back in paradise. Back in paradise with Wise.
Well, we better let you go so you can get onto your huge media, well, stealing more interviews off Sam.
Yeah, I'm going to steal. No, this is the only one I wanted to steal. I'm so glad I got it.
Thanks for catching up with us, dude. And I'm going to hold you to it for that wedding, so.
Yeah, you're definitely invited. You can DJ.
Oh. He MCs as well for free.
Yes, you're my MC. Yeah.